I'm Kelly.
And I'm Barbara Jean, and you're listening to the Lake Superior Project. We've been talking about climate change and how it will impact the Lake Superior region. In our last program, we began a conversation with a forest ecologist who's been looking at how the changing climate will affect the forest ecosystem. His name is Lee Frelick, and he spent a lot of time in the boreal forests surrounding Lake Superior in the tip of Minnesota's Arrowhead region. The wilderness here is rugged and beautiful. It's full of birch, spruce, pine, and fir. But it may not be that way for much longer.
The birch trees in our boreal forests are especially susceptible to climate change. Not only will they be affected by forest fires, blowdowns, and other weather events, but they're also very sensitive to changes in soil temperature. Lee Frelick.
Well, birch, especially paper birch, are known to be extremely sensitive to warm and dry soils. So when we have a growing season where the spring is quite early, the soil has a much longer time throughout the summer to warm up and also a longer time to dry out. And this is very stressful for paper birch trees. Their roots are sensitive and die when they're exposed to warm and dry soil. So this is, for that species, this is one of the mechanisms that will lead to it dying back and kind of the southern margin of its range retreating northwards. We can already see that on the North Shore. 8 out of the last 10 years have had a severe drought in northeastern Minnesota. The earthworms, you know, European earthworms have invaded. They've eaten the litter layer that usually covers the forest floor and insulates the soil in the summer, keeps it a little cooler while the worms have eaten that. And then we have early springs and droughts at midsummer.
The birch is an iconic tree on the North Shore. If they go, it'll have a big aesthetic impact on the Lake Superior landscape. Art Fenstead is a descendant of a Scandinavian North Shore fishing family. The North Shore has always been the place he calls home, and he's really noticed a change.
It sure makes the place look ugly around here. The forest is usually the backdrop. When you go out on the lake now and look back onto the shoreline on Little Moray there from Shovel Point all the way up, we can see all the way up to Lookout Mountain, 30 miles up the lake. You can see all the birch die off, and it doesn't make the fall colors as pretty as you do.
It's not just birch that will be dramatically affected. It's our entire forest ecosystem that's at stake.
Well, if you don't want to see the boreal forest go, it's a pretty bleak picture because you can't make a spruce tree grow in the climate of Iowa. And, you know, the climate change might be that large. It would be nice if we were successful at mitigating the magnitude of climate change and the magnitude of change would be less than we were thinking it will be right now. But if it gets that warm, maybe the boreal species will only persist on some north-facing slopes or in a few bogs, which tend to have colder temperatures throughout the year. So the only thing you can really do if you really want to live in a boreal forest and the climate changes so it'll no longer support that is to move further north. I mean, you really can't stop these big changes.
It's too early to say exactly how everything will play out with climate change on the North Shore.
We will probably find some big surprises along the way, and whatever those are, I'm sure they'll be interesting.
One thing is certain, we're in for some big changes.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior.